I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threat, or talk about the threat that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place.
If you can accept it, you will leave those state troopers glutted with their own barbarity. If you can accept it, you will do something that will transform conditions here in Alabama. And so I'm not worried this afternoon, however dark it may be, however difficult it may be. I know that it is true, the truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
That is another part of that great statement. Yet that scaffold sways the future.
Yes, sir.
And behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow,
yes,
keeping
sir.
Watch above his own.
Yeah.
William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth,
yes,
crushed to earth will rise again. The Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow.
Yeah.
We shall overcome. In the past several years, it has become clear that the technique of mass, nonviolent direct action has not only become the accepted method of the civil rights movement, but beyond that, the vast majority of all Americans now support and approve it. What began as a limited expression of protest 10 years ago in Montgomery, Alabama, to integrate a bus line has grown into a national phenomenon. As history spiraled over a decade, the movement returned to Montgomery and involved in direct action nuns and priests, rabbis, Protestant ministers, and laity of every race, social class, and age. Many observers have been surprised and even shocked by these methods. The enemies of the civil rights movement have been quick and vocal to denounce them as undemocratic pressure tactics and even un-American in philosophy. Yet the truth is that no one can scorn nonviolent direct action or civil disobedience without canceling out American history. The first nonviolent direct action did not occur in Montgomery. Its roots go back to the American Revolution and the boycott against British tea, culminating in the Boston Tea Party. It was the favorite weapon of the suffragette movement when women had to fight for their right to vote. It was a technique the trade unions employed to organize the mass production industries. Many here tonight can recall the events of the 30s when federal court injunctions crippled and stifled union organization. Even a Wagner Act could not facilitate a breakthrough. When the now historic sit-down strikes burst forth in 19... 19-